Well, good morning, everybody. You know, it's been a while, I feel like, since I've put anything up on the website, little podcast. There just hasn't been anything happening. It has really been a difficult couple of weeks. You know, I don't want to say there's no financial data out there and there's nothing to report. I mean, obviously there is. It's just that it's nothing of significance. But I will just give you a couple words of encouragement just to give you some idea of where I am, or I guess I should say where I still am. So, of course, last week I put out my strategy. And as I think about the strategy that I put out, I am still noticing and finding more and more economic data that continues to be extremely positive. Now, I am not including earnings, obviously. We are getting real close to the heart of earnings season for the third quarter. It's all been very, very good. And the only thing you hear reported are the one or two misses. Everything else has been amazing and off the charts. But I'm not using that as a source of optimism. First of all, the earnings reports that you are seeing was totally expected, and it was to be expected. So think about the second quarter, extremely negative from an earnings perspective. There was a lot of concern. And so things were negative. You had a first quarter that was the last month of the quarter rough. And then you had an entire second quarter where nobody was buying anything. So although free cash flow and other things in earnings reports were good, everyone was a little afraid and concerned, those reporting, to make any future projections. As a matter of fact, most declined making projections for the rest of the year. Because remember that. We're talking about the end of third quarter, but if you look at the first 2 months of that quarter, we were looking at April and May, and things were still fairly bad, though they were getting better. There were lots of concerns about whether it would last. So earnings, of course, companies were struggling, even though they started to put people back to work. Then we get this earnings. So what I'm getting at is we had two quarters where earnings were really, companies were struggling, I should say, better than earnings, were struggling. So now they're in makeup mode. So the numbers that we see out, coming out now that are extremely high, if you average out three quarters with the earnings that have been reported so far, it's just pretty much an average three quarters. It's nothing really spectacular. But that's good that it is back to normal and it has maintained good earnings. But it's not a reason to be overly optimistic about where things are. But the continued claims are, and if you were to take, for instance, the one-offs, which I can think of two, Disney and the airline industry, the combination of two of those is very close to 100,000 layoffs. If you add in some of the smaller companies that have declared they would be laying off people, you know, you've got 100,000. And of course, nobody wants to do any stimulus because Pelosi is hoping that we get a really big first-time unemployment claims. But keep in mind, the first-time unemployment claims, she doesn't know this, she's more clueless than most, that the first-time unemployment claims aren't as important as the continuous claims and aren't as important as the unemployment rate in general, which still remains very, very good. So we continue to see productivity, manufacturing numbers. We are seeing service sector numbers that are very good. Housing numbers continue to be really crazy good. And all of that very, very positive for the future of the economy getting back on track. Now, that would change if Biden is elected. I am still in the camp that he is not going to be. I think that Trump is going to win this. And I would even say that I believe that he's going to win it in a decidingly strong way. Of course, the concern then will be the impact on the economy of the riots in all the sanctuary cities and all the liberal run cities. The difference is President Trump's not going to hesitate now to get those rioters in order in a hurry, one would think, because now he's not worrying about election. He'll send in the National Guard. But anyway, Things still remain optimistic. All the leading indicators are still very good, and I don't think we have anything to worry about other than the election. And the markets, I don't know what they're doing. You'll hear me talk about it in my commentary section this morning as I talk about where Wall Street is and what really matters. So I'll leave you to that. I appreciate your patience with our buy and sell list. It has been very, very difficult time. It's just not a lot of things that I want to swap out right now. So I've been leaving things alone. It's been hard. Every time I go to do something, I find out there's nothing I can do. There are a couple changes that I will be making. And I'm going through my final stages of testing on the new side of the website. So I'll let you know when that is finished and launched. I'm hoping for a midnight or so, 2 in the morning, late Sunday or early Monday morning, but we might not make that. Depends on what I find in this continued testing. Well, thank all of you for being with us. And I know so many of you don't need to. So many of you haven't considered because you're just regular givers of the ministry, which I am so appreciative of. But if you're not a regular giver, you know, I know you say, well, I give a lot, but I maybe just think about a little more sacrificial giving, even if it's $10 a month. Maybe $20 a month would be ideal, but anything that you can do on a continual basis to support the ministry will be a blessing. God continues to put things before us. We feel so good about the kingdom work that we are able to do, and we thank you for your support. Well, have a great day. We'll see you in about 1 hour. Hope to see you then. God bless. I sure do appreciate all of you. You continue to be such a blessing to me. Thank you. God bless.